Right now, Kelsey Ford is here. Kelsey, it's been a while since we've talked. Thank you for holding on. Sorry that we're running a little late. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. The Handmade Arcade Youth Accelerator Program is really novel, and I'd love for you to explain how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. So Handmade Arcade, as folks might know, is a Pittsburgh-based nonprofit serving makers and artists of all ages. We provide them with professional development and connections to customers. So folks probably know us best for our annual holiday market in the beginning of December at the convention center downtown. So our Youth Maker Accelerator gives teens a real chance to sell to over 10,000 shoppers at our event. We provide mentorship, training, resources, a free booth to help them get their teen business goals off the ground. So it's a really cool program.
Yeah, it's a wonderful idea. I know a lot of students who are entrepreneurial in nature. They could be making jewelry, sculptures, clothing, even baked goods. I don't want to simplify it so much, but there are some really cool things that kids are crafting and making, and they sometimes need a venue to get their things displayed, especially outside of their own neighborhood or the bubble that their school district might make. And with 3D printing and design, there's so much going on too. So what are some of the things you help students learn? Do you get into things like pricing and, you know, figuring out the market?
Yes, that's exactly what the program is designed for. So the folks who are accepted into the program get 4 workshops with Handmade Arcade, as well as mentorship from professional makers. And we go through everything from building a brand, setting up a website and social media if they're interested, pricing, inventory, how to prepare inventory for an event that large, and as well as like networking and how to build an artistic community, because we're really hoping that, you know, teens who love to make will turn into adults who love to make, and we'll have all these awesome small creative businesses for years to come.
How can teens get in touch to get involved with the program?
Yeah, so all the information is on Handmade Arcade's website. So that's handmadearcade.org. And then we have a Youth Maker application that's open until July 23rd. And if folks have questions, we also have a Youth Maker program coordinator. They can email youthmakers@handmadearcade.org. And we also have an open info session coming up next week on the 17th on Zoom. So folks can just drop in with any questions they have.
That is a great way to get started, especially if you're a teen and are concerned about transportation to get ready. But given that the main event is going to be at the convention center later this year, that's easy to get to by mass transit. So I'm so glad that we're able to talk about this early in the game, Kelsey. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I mean, just based on your point about transportation, I want to make sure that folks also know that if they're accepted into the program, they'll get a $75 stipend for event day expenses to help with that, as well as $500 material stipend to help make their products and
wow.
Access to borrow tables, chairs, display setup, all of that. So we really want to help make this happen for folks who are just getting into this.
That is absolutely wonderful that you're able to do that. So to learn more, Handmade Arcade, you want to go to that website, handmadearcade.org. It's Handmade Arcade's Youth Maker Accelerator, and I, you know, encourage you to go if you are a teen that is curious about the entrepreneurial world of working, or if you have or know of a teen, let them know about this program. Kelsey, thank you so much. It's really good to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
Take care.